This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for listening in today. I really appreciate it. As I've mentioned before, you, the listeners, have made this program, Senior Care Live, the most listened to AM talk radio show on the weekends here in Kansas City, and I just cannot thank you enough for that. And you know what? If you tune into the program, there are multiple ways that you can reach us. You may be listening to the radio, going old school, listening to the radio. I don't know if they still sell radios or not. I think you can buy them, but they're kind of going away. That makes me sad. But anyway, you can listen to the radio like I do. You may be able to stream it online to your electronic device. You may be listening to a podcast after the fact. So any way that you choose to listen to this program, again, thanks so much for being here today. You can always reach us on our toll-free number. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also go online. We have a great website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit the website, be sure to like us on, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook and all of that fun stuff. Let's get connected socially. We do a lot of communications through social media. All right. Without any further delay, want to introduce, I usually introduce the good guys from Mystery Modeler. Today I'm going to introduce the good guy from Mystery Modeler, Mark Wirth. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care.
Well, thank you, Steve. Sorry Keith couldn't be with us today.
Yeah, so he took the day off, and hopefully he's recovering from eating too much pumpkin pie and stuff.
Apparently that could be what it was.
So, already getting tired of you know, I usually don't get tired of leftovers, but after a while, what else can you do with turkey?
Not many things, I don't think. Yeah. I enjoy turkey burgers, but that's not a byproduct of a turkey.
Yeah,
you can do after it's cooked.
Yeah, yeah. Turkey so, tetrazzini, and you could do, of course, turkey. Good turkey sandwiches. Hard to beat.
Yeah,
that's not exactly. That's hard to beat. So, all right. Well, we're going to jump in today with Mark, and we're going to talk about We're going to talk about some really, really good information regarding remodeling your home to age in place. I always recommend, for years and years and years, I've always recommended Mr. Remodeler. Mr. Remodeler has been in business since 1969. And there's a reason for that, folks. And this is no accident. If you've been in business in a tough and very competitive business like remodeling, construction, etc., most of them don't make it very, very long. And so if you've been in business for 49 years, since 1969, you're doing business the right way. Be sure to reach Mr. Remodeler online at mrremodeler.com, just like it sounds, or you could call these two phone numbers, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049.
Well, as with Thanksgiving behind us and the holidays coming up, I think the first thing we really need to do is just think about a good evaluation of, you know, whether it's ourselves or, you know, your parents or loved ones. And a lot of times with out of town family coming in, maybe you haven't seen your parents for, you know, since last Christmas or 4th of July, whatever it was, that, you know, look for those differences, you know, in their appearance and the way they move around the house, the condition of the house, you know, their cleanliness, all of those things, because sometimes when you see somebody every day, you don't notice those things, but coming in, you know, periodically, sometimes you can see a big difference.
That's right. If you're around someone, it's hard to see that decline, or more difficult to see the decline, and maybe you can see it, but it's really very apparent, and sometimes it's downright shocking. If you haven't been there since, you know, over the summer, or maybe even from a year ago, last Thanksgiving, last Christmas, and you walk in months later, all of a sudden, boom, you could see that decline, and it just may leave you speechless.
Well, a lot of times, and with me going into homes and doing these evaluations as well, obviously I'm going in for the first time, but you can certainly see a difference when things start stacking up on stairways where they're not getting carried either up or down, which sometimes is a good thing, because it's not, if you're unsteady on your feet, you don't want your hands to be full.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's just all kinds of things, you know, cleanliness of, you know, of the bathroom, those types of things. So that it becomes, what do we do about it? And, you know, is it a situation where they can continue to stay in that home, or do they have to look at other, you know, care facilities or something like that? But we can certainly help to keep them in the home.
Absolutely. And I recently worked with a family, and they kind of did that very same thing. They're bringing in some in-home assistants, and they had some family members that had done some modifications in their own home. So they made some adjustments in their bathroom area, and just to buy a little more time for their mom. And then we went out and looked at facilities, and then they're going to end up moving her, you know, this coming spring. So they did the same thing. And, that's what we're talking about right now. So if you're home over the holidays, you're listening to this program, and you've noticed some major declines, some significant issues that all of a sudden are kind of new, it's kind of catching you off guard, and you're thinking, wow, what's that next step? Well, that next step may very well include making home modifications in your home so that your elderly loved one can age in place more safely. And again, I would strongly recommend reaching out to Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at Mr. Remodeler. That's mrremodeler.com. And so, Mark, when you're looking at a home, and if you're a family member, you've been away for a while and you're looking at the home, what are some of the things that they should pay attention to? Maybe door widths or how you get in and out of the house? I mean, what should they focus on?
All of those things, but I think the big thing is safety. You know, does it look like your loved one is safe in that environment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they unstable? Are they trying to... Is it a multi-level house? Maybe they need a chairlift put in, something like that. Or, you know, are they just struggling with day-to-day life? Because there's a lot of simple solutions to those things, whether they're grab bars or, like I said, a chairlift. You know, those types of improvements are minimal compared to what you know, assisted living or any type of facility would cost.
Absolutely. I had another client. She was able to save an unbelievable amount of money by having her shower torn out and having a roll-in shower, kind of reconfigured and having a roll-in shower to where she could help bathe or shower her husband. And I'll tell you what, a lot of times people don't take this into consideration. You have to look for the safety of the elderly person, but what about their caregiver? A lot of times that's a spouse, that's an elderly spouse caring for a spouse. And when you have that spouse getting completely stressed out, pulling a muscle in their back, or you have to look out for the safety of the caregiver as well.
Well, I lived through that a few years ago when my father was still alive. My mother was trying to take care of him, and he fell on her, broke her wrist.
Fell on her?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
He had had a stroke, and so I ended up at the hospital with, you know, both of them in different emergency, little room area there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Dealing with, you know, who's going where and what's going on.
Yeah.
But so, you know, it was obviously not on purpose. It was just a freak accident.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't take care of him after that.
Yeah.
So then he did have to go to a facility.
Absolutely. And the lady I was thinking about with that roll-in shower, she said, my husband's, you know, a lot bigger than I am.
Right.
And I was struggling, and she did pull her, you know, throw her back out, and she was struggling terribly, and he wanted to stay home. She wanted him to stay home. And that bathroom area, that was really a critical part of the home that was a make or break. Either he can stay home for quite a bit longer, or he's going to have to move. He needed a nursing home. She was able to keep him home for a lot longer just addressing the bathroom.
Right. And that's usually the key area that we look at. But we do go in with, it starts at the front door. How do you get in and out of, you know, the home safely? Maybe you need a ramp. Maybe you need a vertical lift. You know, all of those types of things.
And I know you're really big on, if you can't get out of the house or if you can't get in the house, then what's
the point?
Inside of the house is irrelevant.
Right. You know, I see situations where basically the, you know, homeowners not left the house for months, except for, you know, emergency type situations.
Yep, absolutely. So if there's an issue of, you know, getting out of your house and either parking in the driveway or parking in the garage, getting out of your car, sorry, and parking it in the driveway or the garage, and then trying to get in your home. Usually you have steps involved, and sometimes that's a major issue. Or if you're in the home and you're having difficulty getting out of your home to your vehicle or to your caregiver's vehicle, that is one major point of emphasis. That should be where the whole discussion starts. Be sure to reach out to Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. And right after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Mark Wirth, the good guy from Mr. Remodeler. But first, let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. And this is really relevant to what we're talking about. What percentage of remodeling companies are financially successful? A, 90%, B, 50%, C, 30%, or D, 10%? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. It doesn't cost a penny to dial the phone, and you can reach us 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. click on the Listen Live button. You could also click on the big microphone picture right there on the homepage. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What percentage of remodeling companies are financially successful? And these are your options. A, 90%, B, 50%, C, 30%, or D, 10%. And the answer is C, 30%. And I took that out of an article from an industry publication, and it said they're financially successful at varying levels from, you know, still in business to, you know, very financially successful and everything in between. But Mark, that leaves 70% of remodeling and construction companies that are not financially successful. And if you're not financially successful, what happens after a period of time? You're out of business.
Yeah, that's a sad figure, really. But, probably not surprising because we've seen our competition kind of come and go over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I haven't been there 50 years, but, or right. the 49 years,
yeah.
but I've been there 15 years or so. And, you know, I think a lot of our success is just the quality of employees that we have. I mean, if you don't have good workers, good estimators, just from top to bottom, it truly is a team effort.
Then forget, I mean, yeah, you're right. Your employees and your staff and your craftsmen, your estimators, people answering the phone from front to back. If you don't have good people working, in your business and representing your company, then you have nothing. They are your company.
Exactly. And I always tell people, I mean, we make mistakes, but because we're human.
Yeah.
But we take care of those mistakes. We don't ignore them or try to cover them up and just move on. It's,
yeah.
Let's address that. Let's get it, make it right. And, because we want you for not just a customer for this one project, but for all of your home improvement projects.
Absolutely. And you and Keith always talk about that this is a relationship, and a large part of your business is repeat business, repeat customers, because you do have a relationship with your customers and you do it right. And like Keith always says, you know, the best calling card you can leave behind is a job well done. And no one's perfect, but you address it. If there's an issue, you take care of it. And then guess who's going to call you next time? That a happy customer.
Exactly. We finished a kitchen project, which didn't have anything to do with, you know, disability modifications or anything, but
yeah.
Very reluctant, probably hadn't really done, you know, much home improvement in the past other than what they did themselves. And we're really nervous about having people in the home. And they stayed home a lot while we did the project. But I went by after we were complete and it was just like, wow, we can't believe how well that went. Everybody who was here was so polite, showed up when they were supposed to. Other than the icy day a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little late that morning, but yeah. They certainly understood that.
Sure.
But, you know, the first thing that he said was, wow, we're going to have you do our bathroom next. You know, it was just like, and that's what we want to hear.
I mean, you delivered, and I'll guarantee, I don't know these people, but I'll guarantee you they've heard all the horror stories. People don't show up. They don't show up on time. They'll do part of the work, and then you won't see them for a month. They heard all the horror stories, and you guys broke that stereotype, and you delivered.
Exactly. And they had actually heard about the work we had done for Dana Wright, and
yeah.
They were both big fans and said, let's just call them. And,
yeah.
You know, that's how it all started.
And in their eyes, they were like, let's take a chance on these guys.
Right, right.
And they were so thrilled. They were so pleasantly surprised. Not that they were expecting you to do a bad job. They just didn't know what to expect. They probably had the worst case scenario in mind. And then you delivered and you totally blew them away. You exceeded their expectations. They're like, hey, that was awesome. Can you do our bathroom?
Right.
This spring?
Right. Well, and most of the time, you know, when you read reviews, most of them are negative reviews.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because people will take the time to, you know, if they're upset or had a bad experience, they're not as likely to sit down and say something was good.
Yep. Seven people will share a negative experience or story. One person will share a positive experience or story.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's ugly. So if you want your own positive story, if you want an excellent, excellent experience regarding remodeling projects in your home, they could be small or large, contact Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166, 816-362-7166. 253-3049 or reach out online at mrremodeler.com. And Mark, we were talking about some cost comparisons. We only have a few minutes left, but you made a comment that a lot of these facilities are just continually increasing their rates.
I'm seeing that personally with my mother.
Yep.
Just had a $250 a month increase, which, mm-hmm. and to be real honest, I was worried it might be more than that.
That's a pretty good size increase.
Yeah. So, and she's in assisted living, but we're in a situation we don't have any choice. I mean, she can't transfer. She can't do things. So, you know, it's not like we're going to be bringing her home anytime soon.
Yeah.
So you do what you have to do. But we're also doing a project now where the son is moving his parents in with him. He had a kind of a library kind of area on the first floor of the house with a half bath off of it from the hallway. But we moved walls, closed walls up, made it to where roll-in shower, you know, ADA accessible type bathroom off of that room, which is now going to be their bedroom.
And, oh, okay, nice.
So they're currently in an apartment, but struggling with that. So, you know, it's probably 4 months of some type of assisted living or independent.
Some sort of a care facility cost.
Yeah. Will offset that project as well as making improvements to the home and making it more valuable.
Absolutely. So he flipped kind of a library, kind of an all-purpose area, added a bathroom, and then you took a half bath and moved walls and really expanded it and turned that into a full bath. So now he has another bedroom and a full bath. He went from a half bath to a full bath, and I'll guarantee you, his property, the value of his home just increased and made it more marketable, more, you know, more sellable, if you will, more attractive in the market whenever he's able or wanting to move. And then the other more important issue is now his parents can move in with him and avoid the cost of, for two people, if they need a little bit of help, you're looking at $6,000 to $8,000 a month in an assisted living facility.
Yeah, it adds up quick. And this project was kind of right in that 3 to 4 month turnaround or offset of costs. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about safety, and a lot of times you can change flooring. You can, Keith is, big with, you know, change the lighting so
right.
that you can see better. And you can do a lot of things to your home. You can put in stair lifts. There's so many things you can do, but here's the bottom line for our listeners. If you notice a change in your elderly loved ones here over the holidays and you're thinking, wow, this makes a lot of sense, we need to make some modifications so that we don't have to move to a facility, we can stay home, definitely reach out to Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 or online at mrremodeler.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. See you next month.
All right. We'll be back with more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, or maybe you just want to go back and listen to it again, no worries at all. We've got you covered. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll see all of the previously aired episodes. It's in chronological order, an archive, if you will. Just find the date or the description of the one that you want to listen to. Again, give it a click. Give it a couple of seconds to get hooked up, and it'll start streaming, again, to any of your electronic devices. And, gosh, lots of people do listen to the podcast. I have a lot of people that have told me over the years, you know, Steve, I'm tied up on Saturday mornings, or I'm with my with my family or I work or whatever the case may be. They said, but I love your program and I always go back and listen to the podcast. So a lot of people do that. Feel free to help yourself. And again, tons of people do that. Just want to say thanks again to Mark Wirth with Mr. Remodeler. And again, this is the time of year, Thanksgiving. We're coming into Christmas and New Year's and all the families getting together. And if you do notice an issue, it could be your elderly loved one is tripping over the carpet, or maybe you need a ramp to get in or out of the home. Maybe you need to seriously consider moving that laundry room that was in the basement, that is in the basement, okay, and you're concerned about your elderly parents or grandparent, elderly loved one, walking up and down those steep stairs going down to the basement to do their laundry. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard the horror stories of an elderly loved one. They slip on the stairs. They take a tumble downstairs. They have fractures, breaks, dislocations. It's for laundry, to do laundry once or twice a week. Mr. Remodeler can move your laundry room to the first floor. They can help you reconfigure your first floor to make that a living space. Change a den or a dining room, or like Mark just mentioned, a library type of a space to a bedroom. Eliminate the stairs. Bring your laundry to the first floor. Expand a half bath to a full bath. My grandparents did this actually. They ended up living on their first floor. They had a three-story, really tall, steep stairs, an older home, a beautiful home, but they're like, we don't want to go up and down the stairs all the time. And so that they did that. This makes a lot of sense. And let me tell you what, it's totally worth it. Now, for a living, I offer the niche service through Senior Care Consulting of helping families find the right senior care community for their elderly loved one at all levels. Do it every single day. But if you can live at home and you can live at home safely, you should do that for as long as you can. And maybe that's as simple as calling Mr. Remodeler to address some of these safety issues. And, you're looking at spending $5,000 to $6,000 a month at assisted living. At the long-term care, otherwise known as a nursing home, you're looking at $6,000 to $7,000 a month for a semi-private room. $7,500 to about $13,000 a month for a private room in a nursing home, that adds up quick. So what I would do is I would contact Mr. Remodeler, and I would have them out for an evaluation. They can make an assessment. They can provide for you a bid, a quote. They can show you exactly what they can do, how long it will take, et cetera, et cetera. They are licensed, bonded, insured. They have workers' comp. They have liability insurance. Look, they do business the right way. And again, since 1969, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. Now is really the time to take stock, take inventory, take notice, and make sure that your elderly loved one is living in as safe environment as possible. All right, just want to take a minute to thank everyone who attended our continuing education event, The Rising Tide of Alzheimer's. It was about a week and a half ago. It was over at the Matt Ross Community Center in Overland Park. We had a great turnout. Judy Wechter, who's the clinic, she's a registered nurse and clinical liaison with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. She was our first speaker. She did a fantastic job. And then our keynote speaker is Dr. Jeffrey Burns. He's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center right here in town. Dr. Burns heads up the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center, one of 31 certified Alzheimer's disease research centers in the country. That's a big, big deal. Some of the information that he shared frankly, was stunning to me how far they have come in the last couple of years. I about fell over. I am now more convinced than ever before that they will have this solved in the relatively near future. I'm just very, very positive about it. So again, I want to thank Dr. Jeffrey Burns for being our keynote speaker. And if you missed it, don't worry. We'll have a lot more. Senior Care Live, Senior Care Consulting has partnered with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and we are reintroducing our quarterly continuing education events. We had case managers, nursing, social services, all receive three free continuing education credits, walking out the door with their certificate, 3 hours free of charge. They loved it. We fed them breakfast, and they learned a ton. So be sure, I'll give you a save the date here in a little bit. We're going to do these on a quarterly basis, and the next one is going to be amazing as well. All right. I have been asked a lot here lately about the financial side of paying for senior care, and specifically paying for the expensive assisted living communities, long-term care / nursing home communities, continuing care retirement communities, and it's expensive. I have visited recently with a lot of people, and they have saved quite a bit. But I'll tell you what, at these rates, I mean, you have to do the math, and if you extend out your life expectancy, now no one knows how that's going to go, but you have to plan for at least some average numbers, put together your budget, your projections. And even with a very solid nest egg and a solid, very solid monthly income, I've worked with a lot of people recently who are very concerned, what happens if I'm now up into my 80s or maybe my 90s? I'm frail. I'm a lot more dependent on others to help care for me. I'm in the nursing home level. What happens if my money runs out? And I had one lady say, look, this is keeping me up at night. I'm really, really concerned. I mean, I've worked my whole life. We've done pretty well. We're certainly not, independently wealthy, but we've done pretty well for ourselves. But what with these rates, I mean, what happens? Am I going to get kicked out? Do I have to move again? I mean, I don't know what to do about this. So we met, we walked through everything, and what we're going to do is we're going to, in advance, proactively search for the best continuing care retirement communities for she and her husband, and where they can age in place. They can move into independent living where they don't need any help. And then if they need more help later, they can transition to the assisted living portion or part of the community. If they need more help than that, they can transition to the long-term care / nursing home part of the community. Age in place, very conveniently, you're not moving anywhere, you're just moving to another part of the building, or maybe just across the lawn at a campus type of an arrangement, but you're not changing your address and you're not moving to a completely different organization, you're aging in place. Well, how can you do that if you run out of money? Well, the answer is to make sure that the long-term care nursing home part of the community is Medicaid certified. And guess what? There are a lot of places that are not Medicaid certified at the nursing home part of their continuing care retirement community. They are private pay only. And as a private pay only community, you can walk in the door, you're a little bit younger, with a ton of money in your portfolio, you have a great income, et cetera, et cetera. You can age in place, and 20 years later, if you run out of money, in a private pay community, and they do not accept Medicaid, guess what's going to happen? That's right. You're going to be asked to leave. They're going to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith. But you're just about out of money, and we don't accept Medicaid here. So I know that you've lived here for the last 10 years, the last 15 years. We've enjoyed having you as a part of our community for the last 20 years. But you're out of money, so now you're going to have to move. How much of a nightmare would that be? clients with Senior Care Consulting, don't make that mistake, because we do the projections. If there's any chance that you might outlive your assets, I personally make sure that we only consider continuing care retirement communities that are Medicaid certified. That's our safety net. That's our stopgap. If this is getting your attention and you would like to discuss your personal situation, reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm going to talk a lot more about Medicaid right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Also go online at seniorcarelive.com. If you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, online, seniorcareconsulting.com. That's right. We help families and individuals find the right senior care community, meeting their exact needs. And a big part of that conversation is around the financial matters and how to pay for senior care. We take a very good look at that. We do some projections, some budgeting. We make some estimates. We also make some assumptions. You have to do that. If there's any chance that you may outlive your assets, we want to make sure that the nursing home part of that continuing care retirement community is Medicaid certified. So what is Medicaid? I'm going to do a quick review of that in this last segment. I like to call, and for the purpose of this quick review, I'm going to talk about Medicaid paying for senior care communities, primarily the nursing home level of care. It pays for a lot of other things too. We're just going to focus on that over the next few minutes here. But Medicaid, I like to call that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets and you continue to need care at that nursing home level, Medicaid says, we've got you. We caught you. We've got you covered. And between your monthly income and what Medicaid will pay the nursing home, we'll get this taken care of. Now don't confuse Medicaid with Medicare. These are not interchangeable terms, although it's kind of easy to do. But Medicare, just think of that as your health insurance. And by the way, the Medicare open enrollment period, I've mentioned it many times, the last day is December the 7th. So don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Window's starting to close. Better hustle on in there and talk to a Medicare specialist if you want to review your coverage and make any changes. But Medicaid is not Medicare. Medicaid will help you pay for your nursing home costs. So what happens, let's talk about it, for a single person, for a single individual. This is basically an asset test, and it's pretty black and white. I mean, you can get into the weeds, and there are different rules for Kansas versus Missouri, and it can become very, very complicated and complex very quickly. Sometimes it's pretty simple. Sometimes it's a real mess, right? So I always recommend reaching out to a long-tenured specialist, an elder law firm that specializes 100% in working in elder law. And we have some fantastic elder law firms here in our community. I would definitely reach out. But on that asset test, you have to look at your exempt assets. There are a few things that are off the table. So your home is off the table for now. Again, I'm going to do a basic overview. I'm not going to get too far in the weeds. But take your house out of the equation. You can have a car. You can have a prepaid funeral plan, a very small amount of life insurance, as far as cash value in your life insurance policy. And you can have the stuff in your house. All those things are exempt. A working farm is also exempt in Kansas and Missouri. Both. Okay, and that, you know, income-producing businesses have some exemptions in Kansas, not in Missouri. So I'm not going to go real crazy today, but we're going to keep it pretty basic. So your exempt assets, your house, your home, for now, your house, a vehicle, a prepaid funeral plan, a small amount of cash value in your life insurance policy, and your everything in your home. Your countable assets, pretty much everything else, just think liquid assets. Checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs. Looking at your liquid assets. So you add that up. Let's say that number is, say, $50,000. I'm just making up a number. Then if you ever hear the term spend down, well, how much is your spend down? Well, we've looked at our assets, and our countable assets are $50,000. So you have to spend that number, those assets, down to the trigger points. $3,000 in Missouri, $2,000 in Kansas. Once you spend your assets down and you're darn near broke, you're almost out of money, Medicaid, at that point, Medicaid will start paying for your stay at the nursing home. So $50,000, spend it down to $2,000 or $3,000, and you are in. You're in business. So what can you use that money for? Well, obviously, you're going to be paying your nursing home costs, and that'll spend you down real quick. You can pay off debt. You can make some home improvements in that house that you don't that is exempt. If you don't have a prepaid funeral plan, you should buy one out of your spend down and save someone else in your family the $8,000 to $10,000 of final expenses that it's going to cost them to now have to pay for your funeral. I would just pay for it out of the spend down. And there are a couple other things that you can do. And then you're down to that $2,000 or $3,000 and you're in. Well, so that's pretty straightforward. But what happens if you have a married couple? Well, this gets a lot more complicated. A long time ago, couples used to get divorced to split their assets up, which is crazy. So you had one person living independently in the home, you had another person who was ill and needed nursing home care. So Congress got together and said, that's crazy. We can just do a division of assets on paper. No one has to get divorced. That's crazy. Shouldn't have to make people do that. So now you can do that. And so that's so that the independent community spouse does not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the nursing home or institutionalized spouse. And again, so let's say you have $200,000. The number could be less than that or whatever. So you split half on his side, half on her side. If he is the nursing home spouse, again, you spend his half down to $3,000 or $2,000. He qualifies for Medicaid. And then she, the community spouse, still has retained part of their assets and can still live independently at home in the community. And that's pretty much how that works. Now, there are lots of things that an elder law firm can do for you, an elder law attorney, especially valuable, I think, when you have a couple. An elder law attorney may be able to analyze and evaluate your situation and employ some asset protection strategies to minimize his spend down and maximize the number or the amount of assets that she would be able to retain. There are some things that you can do. So say if they had 200, he has 100,000 on his side, he has to spend it down to $3,000 or $2,000. Well, a good elder law attorney may be able to say, hey, look, we can buy a prepaid funeral plan. We can make some home improvements. We can upgrade her car, get a more dependable means of transportation, and then move the rest of that over to her side of the ledger through an investment. And it's too much to get into today. But the bottom line is, I would definitely contact an elder law firm to discuss this with them. They are worth every single penny that you will pay them to do this. I promise you. If you're interested in evaluating senior care communities for your loved one, maybe you decide staying home is not an option. We need to look at our options at the community level. Give me a call, 913-945-2800. I'd be very happy to talk to you. All right. Wow, that hour went fast. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.